Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rum and Regret Podcast. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
It is Tuesday, December 12th, and we are here. I feel like it was like we're here. We're here on Tuesday, December 12th. We're here. It's the end of the year. This is our end of the year wrap up. Can you believe that, guys? It was Halloween yesterday.
I was going to say, didn't November just start? What the fuck?
I still have Thanksgiving leftovers in my fridge.
Might want to toss those.
Yeah, you might want to look at those. Yeah.
No good.
Don't eat the green turkey, Joe.
So, if it has an oil slick on it, toss that shit.
All right. Yeah.
It's supposed to be that shiny.
Anyway, but we are going to count down the top 10 horror properties, I guess is the best way to put that. The top 10 TV shows and the top 10 movies of the year. And we hope you enjoy it. So,
Quick qualifier. These are according to each of us individually, not as a group. So we're all going to kind of chime in as we're going through these lists and go from there.
Like any good podcast, there will be discussion around our lists.
I was told there would be no discussion.
Yeah. I was told there was going to be punch and pie.
Right. Punch and pie.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Screw home. All right.
Taco is where I draw the line.
Yeah. Screw you guys.
Nice to know we're all on the same page.
So fucking long. Right. Oh my god, I need to warm up for fucking Cartman. Right.
We hope you enjoy the ride. It should be fun, and like always, you're here because you like us, so thank you for that. And if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. So wherever you're getting this, give us a comment, and we'd love to hear. So without further ado, I think we should start with Joe. Let's jump into the top horror of 2023, Joe. What do you got?
All right. We got a lot. We ate well this year. Number 10, mm-hmm. Five Nights at Freddy's.
That made the list.
That made the list.
No way.
Was there only 10 things? I heard that wasn't as good as it was built to be.
Because animatronic killer dolls are pretty freaking cool.
Fair enough.
Okay, for sure.
Number 9, Slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know that's going to make the list.
No, that absolutely had to be on there. Come on.
Yep.
Of course. Great.
It was amazing.
It was.
Just beat out Chuck E. Cheese. Good job. Good job, Alpha. Yeah.
Eight. Uh-huh. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Man, Bear, Pig.
Oof.
Oh, man.
Number 7, Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, I still need to watch that.
It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, Bautista.
I know.
Right, yeah. Shamalama Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Yeah. Dang it, man. I knew I missed it. I got my number.
Number 6, Infinity Pool.
Yeah, yes. This was a good one.
Cronenberg.
Yeah.
You gotta love Cronenberg.
I don't know this one.
Oh, man. No, Joe, you talked about it on a cast, and you were like kind of, I know you were like kind of on it a little bit, right? And then so I was like, you know what? I'll give it a watch. I had a couple hours. And there was that one point in the movie where... I don't want to spoil it for Nate. Although Nate's never going to watch this.
You never know. I mean, not now.
Right. It's one of those premises that is just so way the hell out there. And then like when the rich people you see that they're taking advantage of it and screwing it. That was where the movie sort of jumped the shark for me. And I was just like, all right, I see where they went with this. And that was a good watch. That was a really good watch. Yeah.
Yeah. It took a couple of views, and then I was like, all right, I get it. I'm on board.
Right.
All right. So, top five.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to jump into a little bit of your guys' territory.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Yeah, there will be some crossover in terms of, yeah.
Because I'm going to count The Last of Us as horror.
Yeah, okay. I mean, our podcast is a Venn diagram, so
let's yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which I'll let us discuss that on later. But
yeah,
number fantastic. Four, uh-huh. The Pope's Exorcist.
Yes, yes,
oh, that was a good fucking movie.
I didn't
movie.
See that, Joe. But can you make sure to put this list in our in that sheet so I can go back and watch?
Oh yeah,
these
for
things,
sure.
Dude,
I'm gonna miss
for
most
sure.
of them.
I really really like this movie, and oh, just man. Like. I mean, and even the ending, just if there's hope for more, or like if they, if they
99 more of those movies, I will fucking take it. Like,
yeah, I know, right? Absolutely.
The Pope's Exorcist 27. Well, I mean, no like, popes required.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, transition it into a streaming series and give me like five seasons of.
Right.
Of that. And man, it's, seriously, Crow's not getting man. Any younger.
Right, and he nails it as like just the like weird Pope with a scooter that's just like hey.
No, 100 like the yeah the salty old priest from the old guard. Mm-hmm. He is so great in that role. He is so yeah. good. I was wondering if this was going to make your list and how high it yeah. would be. I am over the moon that is number four.
All right, so now we're down to the three, which I kind of want to. I want you guys to guess my three. I think you kind of can. But.
All right, well,
I think Hellraiser's got to be in there somewhere, right? Like, wasn't that this year?
No, that was.
Was that last year?
Or did I fuck up?
Oh, wait. All right, hold on. We would like to shit. Take a timeout to find out when the
let's
updated...
Nope, that was last year. That was last year.
It was. It is a 2022 film. Thank you for the ruling there, referee.
I had to do that so many times on my list.
Like, no, trust me.
So, somehow I got into May of 22. I'm like, wait the fuck?
Dude, I wanted to put Megan on my list, and I was like,
right?
It's 2022.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to say that.
Fall the House of Usher.
I'm
going to be there.
And I'm going to say that Evil Dead Rise is number two.
Yeah, I'd say Fall the House of Usher is probably one, number one for you, but I don't know what
there's,
three
it there's be. A third one.
And I'm trying to. Hold on. What is the third one? With-
Cocaine Bear. No. Horror adjacent. Now I'm like, I need to go back and look at my notes. Horror adjacent.
Did you watch? Oh,
I'm gonna give it away, Andy. You're killing me right now.
Sorry, you are
literally killing
dude,
me.
Dude, you
right
will
now.
Understand when I give you my list. All right, you will understand the work that I've
just
been
trying
doing
to give you. Clue, Andy.
I understand that, and I will. All right, hit me with it, Joe.
All right, this was so hard, but number three, Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Because I didn't see.
You're it. Killing me, Andy.
Because I didn't.
She had so many leftovers. She even yes. said it earlier.
No, because I didn't see it.
Yeah,
and so I'm not gonna say anything.
Please
but,
don't.
Apparently,
yeah.
I had a chance to go. Cam went with Thorson, my neighbor, and he's like, "Thorson's the only one that'll go to this." And I've got like a text, like, "I totally would have gone." We've been talking about it on the podcast for like a month.
Oh man,
it's so fucking good.
Oh god, and it's getting a sequel.
And it's getting a sequel.
Yeah,
it should be streaming sooner than later too. So
right.
Hopefully, we'll get to see it soon.
Yeah. We will have a I think yeah, we should dedicate a
retrospective.
Thanksgiving.
Well, actually, how about them leftovers? That'll be the subtitle.
There you and, go.
We got an episode. Hey.
Nice. All right, Joe.
Number two.
Yeah.
Follow the House of Usher.
Number two.
All right.
What was number one?
Evil Dead Rise.
Yes.
Really? Better than the Fall House of Usher? Come on, man.
Not better, but adjacent.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So sharing the podium.
Sharing the podium, yeah. That's a, like, half and half kind of thing.
But, nice.
Yeah, because both Evil Dead Rise and Follow the House of Usher, I've watched over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah. Where do they, so what have you watched more, Evil Dead Rise or The Menu?
Actually,
it's a trick question.
Right. Right.
She watches them both simultaneously on different screens.
That is true. I have dual monitors. I can do this.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, Evil Dead Rise was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good.
And I love Fall of the House of Usher so much. Yeah. So I can't choose between the two. They're the two.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Joe.
Well done, Devin.
Well done.
Go for it.
So, Nate, if you don't mind, I can jump into TV and then you will...
My list is long and distinguished.
Okay, so well then,
I'm going to need to caboose this bad boy.
All right, so I was having trouble coming up with 10 as well. So I started to do a honorable mention list, but I felt like the honorable mention list wasn't getting enough. Like, it wasn't giving those shows enough. So I decided to break my list in two of shows that were released this year, and then continuing shows.
Nice. Now, that's a great way to do it. There's so many good ones.
Here. Right. So continuing shows, I only got 8. So I'm going to do a top 8. But then I do have a top 10 of shows that were released this year. So I will start with continuing shows.
Andy Drake's top 18. Top 18.
Right. Yeah. Here we go. So number 8 of shows that are continuing now, and the only reason this is at number 8 is because it's still in progress, is Invincible Season 2. It's great so far, and obviously the resolution on this season could definitely pop it up to the top of the list, but I'm a couple episodes behind as of now, or I think I'm just one episode behind. It's been a long week.
Yeah, right.
Right. Number 7 is going to be Mando Season 3. This was, again, it's Mandalorian. You gotta love it, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Number 6, Star Trek Lower Deck Season 4. This show just gets better and better, like, every season, and they, like, doubled down on sort of ripping on Voyager this season, which was so great. Nice. Which was so good. So if you've watched Voyager, then you have a great reference for all the jokes this season. Completing the top of the bread in the Star Trek sandwich, we got Star Trek Strange New Worlds Season 2 coming in at number 5. This season of Strange New Worlds was just fantastic, and they swung for the fences on a lot of episodes, and I think that they totally hit it. Number 4 is from Season 2.
I
cannot wait for Season 3 to come out whenever it gets announced and starts filming and whatnot. Right,
Nate, watch From. It's yes. Lost but better.
Yes.
Okay, good, because you lost me at Lost. I was like, wait, the first half of Lost or the rest of that dumpster fire?
Now, the top 3 here, this is hard to put in order. This is really hard to put in order. So, number 3 is Yellowjacket Season 2. And you guys need to watch this. I you know what? I will mention this on every podcast henceforth until somebody starts watching this damn show.
Until the end of
time.
Well,
next time I get really sick, I'll watch it.
Thank you. All right, there you go. Number 2 Foundation season two. This is like, this
is so fucking good.
I know, right? It's like,
fuck, I need to watch this.
Yeah.
It's transformative sci-fi, Joe. Like, it's completely changed the way I looked at sci-fi. It's so fucking good.
Right. Yeah. And then, the number one continuing show, well, or this was its finale season, but Ted Lasso season three is number one. That show, like, there have been very few shows that have made me question sort of like life choices and how I deal with stuff than this show. And I'm actually rewatching it now with Jamie, because I watched it first on my own. And but yeah, I'm rewatching it with Jamie, and it has completely taken over. Like, it's every night. Like, we started, I think, mid last week, and we're already in season three already. So.
Yeah, I'm actually watching this with Addy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just for the life lessons, just for the quotes that he said, like the way he deals with what life throws at him and all that.
Right.
And she is obsessed with it. We were in season three. Yeah, we started last. Let's see. We binged season one and season two, like, in back to back nights.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, two nights for season one, and then the next time we were together, two nights for season two.
Yeah.
And I think we just finished episode three of season three today.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's obsessed. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's exactly where we are. I think we are season three, episode three tonight. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But, man, I mean, no, this is, it's probably one of the best shows that has ever aired, I think, out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty, like, with the exception of a few other shows, I think the first season of Ted Lasso is perfect television.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so because of that, season two and season three aren't as good, but they're still fantastic.
Yeah, no, totally. So. Yeah. So I do need to put in this mention, because speaking of our offspring, Xander wanted me to mention the last hurrah of Ash Ketchum in Pokemon to be a Pokemon master.
That Wait, year. The last hurrah?
Yes.
Is he going off to college?
What happened
to Ash Ketchum?
Apparently this is his last. This was his last series.
What?
Yeah. So now you know. All right. So let's move on to, well, you know what? And I guess I already effing dropped the ball here. So my number 10 in shows, new shows that supposedly aired this year.
Loki.
Is Loki season two.
Oops. That's all right. Number 10. Jeez.
And you will understand when I get there. You used to
watch some great TV.
Yeah. Wow. Way to go, Andy. number 9, Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Yes!
Is really? Number 9?
Number 9.
Good. Fucking God, I have that thing right after Foundation.
Okay.
Actually, I have Foundation, Usher, Samurai.
Well, like, then you will
probably, I'm guessing that was on the list.
Probably disagree with the rest of my list then.
Okay.
Number 8, Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal on Peacock, man.
Really? I never watched that.
Dude, this was such a good, and it just got renewed for season two. It was,
shut up.
Swear What's to God. Going? Dude, it is such a great series, and like I said, the combination of Will Arnett and Samoa Joe as the clown is fantastic in the least. But I can tell you, this is like Anthony Mackie at his absolute best.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Swear to God.
I might have to watch some of that tonight. Actually,
no. Seriously, yeah. Once you start it, it's you're gonna run through it, and it's so good.
Okay. So wait, I need to watch From and Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. But you know what? Start with Twisted Metal. There's only one season. I want to say they're half hour episodes too. So,
so those are fast.
Yeah. So you'll just run right through it. Okay. Yeah. Bum. Number 7. One Piece.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. That's pretty fun. I just, again, not knowing anything about it and going into it. And they created such a great world, or they represented such a great anime world in this live action. And it was just so good. Number 6, And this has the ability to sort of fall, or but because this is in progress right now, a murder at the end of the world. This is on Hulu, and
oh, I heard this was good.
Yeah, and it's so there are two. I think there are two episodes left. It's a limited series, but it's essentially very Knives Out, Glass Onion-y, if that's a phrase. So a you know, sort of a rich Elon Muskish type guy invites a bunch of people to a retreat out in the middle of nowhere, and a murder happens, and they're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And so we're like, I think we're four episodes in right now, and it's just completely and totally compelling television. So I'm hope I absolutely hope that it finishes up as good at it as it's going, because it's effing fantastic. Nice. Yeah. Number five, Ahsoka.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. I mean, yeah, you guys, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this, you know, especially with the great Scott Bennett, and you guys know how much we love this. Number four, I don't know if you guys watched this, but this is on Apple TV, Silo. This was really good.
Another one on my list.
God. Yeah.
What is again, this?
Silo.
Silo. So this was, it was a, this was a series on Apple TV. It was, it's off of, it's, based on a book series. I forget what the book series is called. It's called like, Wool or something like that, or
Metal Tube Life.
Yeah, Metal Tube Life. No, but anyway, it's, a one of your, you know, post-apocalyptic series where life is now in a silo, right? And you are
like a Fallout situation.
In a way, which that trailer looked great, by the way. Mm-hmm. Fallout trailer. Mm-hmm. And your you know, your job in the silo is to keep the silo going, and that depends on sort of where you live in the silo and everything. And, you know, as always, what you think is going on is not necessarily what's going on. And there's some great reveals in there. Rebecca Ferguson is the main lead in it, and she's so great in this.
I love her so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, just for the fact, if you're a Ferguson fan, go and watch this series. But it's, dude, it's so good. It's such great TV. Number three, Gen V.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number three. So he likes the cocks.
Shoot. I do.
This is the biggest you've ever seen.
Gen V's number three. I can't wait to see what's two and one.
Mm-hmm. Well, number two and number one have been mentioned already in previous lists. Last of Us is number two, and Fall of Usher number one.
Fall of Usher over Last of Us,
That's pretty good. It was hard to pick, and I guess it's just Fall of Usher is fresher in my mind right now. And again, I loved Last of Us, like I don't know, there was just something a little more with Fall of Usher that kind of
100%
pushed it over the edge for me.
No.
So
I agree with that.
Yeah. So that's my list. Nate, what did I miss in TV shows?
Let's see. Shows, a lot of the stuff is an overlap. Witcher season 3. Mm. Wheel of Time season 2.
Oh, that's a miss. That was a miss on my part.
That's really good. What is this?
That was...
I abbreviated it, and now I don't know what the fuck it is. STSNW.
That's Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
It is Star Trek Strange New Worlds. There it is.
Yeah. So that. So Wheel of Time would have definitely been top five for me.
Yeah, season two was fantastic.
No, it absolutely was. So.
Yeah. Lessons in Chemistry is on Apple TV.
Okay.
And is fantastic television. Okay. Brie Larson actually acting, you know, as opposed to, I mean, she acts in everything she right. does, but this is, it's like, it's her as the focus as opposed to the Marvel, whatever.
Get it.
It's really good. Okay. To the point where she went out and like got a dog that is very similar to the dog she has in the show.
Oh, no way.
She was that attached to it. Yeah. It's Aww. Fantastic. It's Aww. Really good stuff. Let's see. What else do I have here? Yeah, I have basically everything else you have on this list. I think I have my top five were Foundation, Fall of the House of Usher, Blue-Eyed Samurai, Last of Us. And then I think I put Mando over Ahsoka, but I don't think I actually,
okay.
I don't think I actually ranked after the first four.
So. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But everything else I have, you have is, you know, Loki, okay. Gen V, yeah. Invincible, Wheel of Time, One Piece, Ted Lasso, Witcher.
Yeah.
One for me, Futurama. The new season of Futurama.
I haven't watched the new stuff yet. Yeah.
You gotta watch it. It's good.
Okay.
It's legit. It's good.
Is it on par? Is it on par?
It is on par.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. As a longtime Futurama fan, it is entirely on par.
Nice.
Right on. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Movement. Let's all go to the lobby. All right. It's movie time, fuckers. There's a lot on this list. I forgot that. I didn't realize I watched so many fucking movies. So the number 10 spot on this is actually, like, as I'm looking at my mentions, is changing. I kind of want to put Renfield at number 10. I fucking nice. Love this movie.
That almost made my horror list.
Yeah, you know, really good. The Unbearable Weight of Greatness was amazing, but that was so 2022.
Right.
I think, right?
Yeah.
So this was just the best Nick Cage and Nick Holt situation possible. I fucking love that. I've watched it 3 times, I think, at this point. So I'm going to, yeah, I booted... something else off to the honorable mentions list. We'll put it there. So number 9, this actually needs to be higher. Leave the World Behind. I watched it last night. It's fucking fantastic.
I have not seen it.
So good.
Let's watch it, Joe. Yeah, Joe, fucking love this.
Watch it because there's a lot to like unpack from this one.
Yeah.
It starts off in this is where you think the movie's going to go.
Oh yeah.
No, and then not. It like
nope. Don't say anymore. No, don't say anything else. I have to. Okay, so let's reconvene maybe for the next pod and try to catch up on some things that other people recommend,
sure.
maybe, and kind of round this thing out.
Okay.
The only reason I say that is because I was live messaging Annie. She's the one that told me to watch this.
Yeah.
I was live messaging her as the movie was going, and I really want to read that transcript because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Watch this movie. It's so fucking good. And not to, you know, toot my own theater horn here, but the setup I have with the speakers, with the Atmos stuff, like bouncing off the ceiling,
a couple
pretty major scenes in this movie where the sound is very important and scares the shit out of you, just random jump stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good. I peed a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
So I put for number 8, I have The Covenant, which was a movie that didn't get a lot of ad push, but was really good. Jake Gyllenhaal, War and his interpreter.
Yeah.
He gets extracted. Interpreter doesn't, has to go into hiding. Otherwise he's going to get killed by the Taliban. And it's the whole story of him trying to get in to save him and get him and his family out. And it's really good. Crazy technical as far as the military stuff goes, apparently. It's just a lot of the things that I was reading about it.
Yeah.
Obviously they do a great job with all those movies with the advisors and everything, but level of training that went into it is really good. So yeah, Joe, this is another one I think you guys would probably like.
Nice.
Number 8, that would be 7. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, dude, that was animated. Really good. That was really good.
Oh, I need to watch this.
Oh, Joe, write that down. It's fucking great. It's a love letter to the Turtles because it's, you know, it's Seth Rogen and co. Who obviously are obsessed with the Turtles because it's a love letter to the original Turtle comics.
Yeah.
And written by Eastman and Laird, so
yeah.
You know that's gonna be good. I'm going to buy this when it comes out on 4K because it's great. It's so much fun. Let's see. Number six, I put Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, even though Part 2 is not going to be called Part 2. this was a fantastic Mission Impossible movie.
Okay.
There have been a couple kind of, I mean, let's be honest, they're all great action movies.
Yeah.
There have been a couple in the, you know, the middle few that were kind of like, okay, that's, I mean, it's great, but what's happening here? This Dead Reckoning thing ties in a lot of the last two movies into it. And of course you have all your main players are back and all that.
With yeah.
The team.
Yeah.
But adds Rebecca Ferguson again and a couple other people. What's her name? Agent Carter, Haley.
Oh, Haley Atwell.
Haley Atwell. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just a fantastic movie and a crazy good action. I took Addie to see this in IMAX and she was just like, holy shit. Like it might've been a little too much, gratuitous violence and explosions for her, but
yeah,
I saw The Predator when I was hurt before, earlier yeah, right. so it's okay.
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, fantastic movie. I can't wait to see the next one.
Nice.
This is the one where Tom Cruise rides a dirt bike off of a cliff, like legitimately.
Oh, that's right.
Shoot. Yeah, yeah, it's fucking nuts. yeah. And it was also shot for IMAX, which made it so much fun.
Nice.
Let's see. So one, two, three, four. So no. Number five, the Dungeons and Dragons movie. Because fuck yes. yeah, they Hell finally yeah. made a good one.
Hell
and
yeah,
it was really fun and. I'm actually surprised that I haven't watched this several more times since the theater because it's really good and really fun.
Yeah.
Just been so much other stuff to watch.
We've
so.
Watched it a couple of times when it was on and it's it's such a great, such a great flick.
Yeah. Available on streaming for the price of nothing. It's totally worth it. So Joe, did you watch this?
I watched half of it.
No, you didn't make it through.
I watched it when my cat was dying. So,
Joe, but I'm sorry.
I was like, turn it off. I don't want that ruin Dungeons.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
But but I do want to watch it because the first half was hilarious.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah,
it's really good. I can't wait for them to make more of these.
Oh yeah,
it did well enough that they probably will.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number four, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, God, that was so good.
Was just, that this year? Holy
that was yeah, this year. Yeah,
just for the tear jerking. yeah, tear jerking acting from Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah,
at all.
Oh my God,
it was fantastic movie. A couple places, a little kind of all over the place, but it was really good, definitely. You got what you paid for there. Number three, I have John Wick 4 and Mr. Wick.
Oh, nice.
I put that above everything else because it's a really good movie and Hiroki Sanada's in it and he's my guy.
Yeah.
So, fantastic movie. Can't wait to see that again. So my number one and number two, really fucking hard going back and forth. Do you guys want to try to guess?
Well, you haven't mentioned Across the Spider-Verse yet. And I'm going to assume that that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then number... Probably not going to... that wouldn't be above anything. I don't know.
Captain Marvel? it's
a honorable mentions. It's not on the list.
Okay. I don't know what the number one would be, but Across the Spider-Verse is one or two.
So you're right. It's probably my number one.
Okay.
Except that Godzilla Minus One exists.
I'm
a little bitter that you saw that before me, I will admit.
Wow. Best Toho Godzilla movie ever.
Yeah.
It's also like legit terrifying in certain points.
Yeah.
And just the... Like the actual movie, the story itself, you could take Godzilla out of it and it would be in a great like war movie because it literally the end of the war is happening as the movie opens and then it's like what happens Japan trying to I lost the screen. What happened?
What? There? No, you're still here. Yeah.
No, I lost one of my screens.
Oh, okay.
Japan trying to figure out what's happening next in this specific couple characters and that kind of thing. But the Godzilla is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I took Addie to see it. She loved it. There's a little bit of a dip at the end of Act Two, where it's a lot of story. And Freddy was like, okay, when are we going to see the Godzilla again?
Yeah.
But fuck, it's really good. And like, so there's some legit terrifying moments in it. But Across the Spider-Verse still has to be number one. Just, just because of what they do to break the rules of animation, and it's so fucking good. I can't, like, the music's insane. Visually, it's stunning. Top to bottom, it's one of the best movies ever made, in my opinion, technically.
Yeah, just a great story as well. If the animation doesn't draw you in, like, the story is enough to just bring it
together. Yeah, the story is fantastic. And the twist at the end is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just overall, amazing movies. Amazing year for movies. I have a bunch of honorable mentions I want to just run through real quick. So Cocaine Bear, because has to be on that list. I put Shazam on the honorable mention list just because it was another one of those movies that basically gave you what they told you it was going to give you.
Right.
And, you know, even though The Rock wanted it to be way bigger and he wanted to take over Disney afterwards, or Warner Brothers, whatever.
Yeah.
Afterwards. And he shot himself in the foot. He was a pretty good Black Adam for what it was.
Right.
It had some fun characters in it. You know, Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate was fun.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with that world moving forward now that Gunn is in charge. I put the Super Mario Brothers movie on here for honorable mention because it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Didn't make my list, barely.
That was a fantastic. Really good movie, though.
Yeah, I mean, just for the Jack Black singing cameos, and what has rippled through the world in talent shows across elementary schools across the planet. Apparently, everyone's doing a riff on this. Annie's youngest, I guess they watched this movie in PJs, and everyone was singing it. So they had
A
couple hundred 9-year-olds singing.
Yeah.
Peaches.
Exactly. Peaches. So I also put The Flash on here for the same reason I put Shazam on here. I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton back on screen as the Bat. But then, you know, unfortunately, Ezra Miller's apparently a shit person, but great as The Flash.
Yeah, it really is.
And then Kara Zor-El, Supergirl in there is also fucking fantastic. We talked about this movie, I think, at length.
Yeah.
But it still looks amazing. Like, even on home versions, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, so, it really does. Yeah.
Really fun movie. I put The Creator on here as well. Movie that John David Washington, sci-fi, AI takes over, and then they have like half AI, half human type things.
Yeah.
Really, really good movie. But it seemed to me like it was a sequel or even the end of a trilogy because they expected you to know so much.
Sure.
The world is fantastic. The acting is great. But it was just, the editing was really all over the place and it just needed way more movie.
Oh, sure.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I put The Marvels on here because Annie and I all loved it. It was a really fun movie. There's a fucking Disney princess singing scene in this, which is hilarious. There's a scene with little Flurkins kittens everywhere, which is fucking amazing. And in general, it's just pretty fun. And then you get, you know, Kelsey Grammer as the Beast at the end, which is very interesting. What else do I have on here? I picked up Nowhere off of your
list. Thank you. I really love this movie, man.
Fuck you. That was terrifying.
I know.
And then the last one I put on here, we just watched, is Merry Little Batman. I think it's on Prime.
Okay.
It's a very stylized, the animation reminds me a lot of the way that the illustrations are drawn in the Roald Dahl books, where somebody will have like a crazy elongated nose or like their lower jaw will be really elongated just for like a crazy abstract interpretation. So the animation style is like that. And it's basically, Bruce Wayne, well, it focuses on Damian Wayne.
Okay.
And he's trying to prove to his dad that he can be a superhero, but he's like six, you know.
Oh,
but he still has six ninja skills. It's really fun and especially good to watch with the family, but it brings in a ton of Batman's what do they call that? Villains circle? No.
Oh, the Rogues Gallery.
Rogues Gallery, thank you. Good. My brain. And it's fantastic the way they put everything together. So yeah, it's fun to watch the family, fun for all ages.
Nice.
And, not sponsored, but hey, Amazon, call us.
Yeah.
yeah. And I think that's it. I had a bunch of extras at the end there. So
nice. Nice. Yeah. Did you didn't, and I don't, Joe, did you watch Haunting in Venice?
I might have. I don't remember it.
Okay. It's Kenneth Branagh and, I can't remember the lead actress now. Anyway.
Oh wait, I had a couple other ones. I forgot.
Yeah, shit. Keep going, man.
Sorry. No, one sec. Going. I'm almost done.
Yeah.
So Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania didn't make my top, but was still fun. Nimona on Netflix was amazing.
Okay.
Watch that if you can. It was like the Monster Hunter meets the monster or whatever. It was uh-huh. really good. Went and saw Napoleon. It was really bad. Don't go see that.
Right.
I mean, go see it if you want yeah. to. But Transformers Rise of the Beast was this year. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny was this year.
That's true.
I yeah. did have Slaughterhouse on my list.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, and I think that was it.
Okay. So. Yeah.
No, well, Totally Killer. Yeah.
Oh, God. Totally Killer was so fun. Good. Was so yeah. good. All right, yeah.
Now I'm done.
No, I just, yeah, I, after going through this, I realized that I should have put Creepshow season 3 on my list because that was just so good and that was so well done. What was the other one I thought of just now as you were speaking, and now it's completely gone. It's completely gone. So anyway,
mission accomplished.
Be a goldfish, Andy. Be a goldfish. All right. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. Oh, so, well, and I'm not, I haven't finished this season yet, but Joe, if you have a chance to watch this, I mean, and Nate, you might like this too, but there's a show on Max called 30 Coins. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Okay. So I almost added this to my list. I because I've been watching it anyway. It's an HBO Europe show. The first season is in Spanish, but it got bigger in the second season. So now they have dubbed the second season in English, which is good. And this show actually has one of the coolest opening sequences I've ever seen. But it boils around the 30 coins that Judas got for betraying Christ.
Oh.
Yeah. And how they've become a sort of a powerful relic.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's funny though, because since this is a Spanish show, the leads are incredibly hot.
Over the top. Okay.
Incredibly hot people. Like the female is incredible, but don't get me wrong, amazing actress. But the male lead, they try to sort of present him as a nerdy, like, mayor type, right? They kind of dress him in like the dad gear.
It's like Ronaldo or something right. like that.
No. So dude, they kind of dress him like down in a dad gear. They give him like Clark Kent glasses, right?
Sure.
And then. Mm-hmm. Because it's a Spanish show, there are a lot of like just them talking in the bed, and like he walks in the bedroom, he takes off his shirt, and this dude is like ripped, like just like super chiseled, and then like he as he lies down on the bed, he does like the side pose.
Oh yeah,
it's just like
the Burt Reynolds, yeah,
and you're just like,
or the.
The Turd Ferguson.
Right, yeah. Ian Malcolm.
No, yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Absolutely. And it's just so ridiculous. But it was like the first season was very, very good. And the second season is, I'm in episode 8 right now. And it's gone to a interesting place. Let me just put it that way. But
so what is it called?
It's called 30 coins.
30 coins.
Yeah. Or 30 monedas in the native tongue.
30 is in the native tongue. Come on, buddy.
Well, you know, well, anyway.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Yeah. So anyway, Joe, if you have a chance, give it a shot, because there are some sequences that end up down under, if you get my drift. And the
Jesus
fucking Christ. What?
There's a lot of bell end in it.
No. There's some stuff that happens in hell.
Oh,
and okay. there are Cenobites to a degree, and they're
divine. Oh shit, I'm it. Okay,
And we gotta wrap the pod.
Their design is
That's all you had to say.
Yeah, their design is terrifying. Let me just say that. So, anyways, nice. Yeah.
All right, sold.
All right, cool. So, where do we go from here? Is that it? Is that our list, or are we done?
Into the new year.
Right.
Yeah. Oh well, you know what? There are some. We could discuss games very quickly if we wanted to.
I do have some games on my list that I played this year.
Okay. Well, let's Nate, why don't you start us off, and then Joe and I can round that out.
Yeah, sure. So most recent to, I guess, least. I loved that Furiosa trailer so much, I went and paid $4 for Mad Max, which nice. Was this crazy, great open world game that came out in 2015, same year that Fury Road came out. And it's legit like Fury Road, open world, building your car.
Oh, no
way. Trying not to get eaten. Yeah. You have a little homunculus dude on your back that like wrenches on the car while you're driving and it's on fire. It's fucking fantastic. I've been playing that like crazy and taking a little break just because I was playing it too much.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. Apparently it was online for years where you could have multiple people playing at once.
Oh no!
But
way.
They shut those servers down a few years ago, apparently. But it's really fun. So check it out if you want. It's like $4.
Yeah.
Okay. And looks fantastic, actually, for it being as old as it is. I don't know if it's just the upscaling or just the way it was programmed, but it looks great.
Okay.
let's see. So then, also, I'm playing The Witcher 3 finally.
Oh no, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So they released the PlayStation 5 upgraded version of it. So I dove in, and I think I'm still in Act 1. So
yeah,
there's a lot. No, I forgot how big that game was.
I spent a lot of time. I spent a good maybe 30 hours in this game. Yeah. I barely scratched the surface. And this, I remember it was like a 35 gigabyte download whenever this game came out, which was unheard of at that time. So
yeah, and then they did the PlayStation 5 update, and it's another like 60 gigs on top of it or something, because it's all new textures and everything. It's fantastic. I'm loving it, and I really love the deep dive into the lore.
Oh yeah.
Beyond the show. So that's been really fun. Then more recently finished Spider-Man 2. That was really good.
Okay.
Had a good time with that. It wasn't quite like I could have used some more story.
Yeah.
But the story that was there was really good. Did a great job with that. Let's see. Starfield, played it.
Meh. What'd you say? So. Yeah.
It's man, what a miss.
Oh, like, really?
It's supposed to be Skyrim in space. It's not.
At
all. It's not that at all. It's really so it's not that at all. That's where it misses. It's really they do have some really good things in there. Like a lot of the missions are great, the story's pretty good. The ship building's fantastic, and the base building is really good. So the ship building and base building have been like where the people who are still doing YouTube videos for this are kind of living.
Oh yeah.
Apparently it spiked No Man's Sky's ownership numbers after it was out for a couple weeks, because people were like, oh, I really want an actual open world,
right?
Like space sim that I can go. Cause you can't like, there's a set number of planets. Most of them are completely empty.
Yeah.
You can't like land from space. It's all, there's so many fucking cutscenes. This is Spaceballs the cutscene. It's fucking God. It's so frustrating. So many cutscenes. But it does really well.
And
it looks fantastic, and it has some great gameplay and the weapons and items and monsters.
Nice.
And
stuff are cool.
But, it needed another year probably to actually deliver what it was promising, which is Skyrim in space, which you can't do. You have to basically overlay No Man's Sky and have like worlds that generate themselves and that kind of thing. So,
right. Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you guys see Light No Fire trailer, which is the fantasy world No Man's Sky people Hello Studios is really are releasing that they're working on apparently. So it's a completely collaborative. The whole planet is procedurally generated from flora to fauna to weather to topography to everything, and it's a co-op fantasy world built on what they've kind of done already with No Man's Sky.
Wow.
Unrelated though. Light No Fire.
Light No Fire. Okay.
Yeah, fantastic. Take a look. Okay. So we should definitely, if we can, we'll get the pod in there and we'll all be writing Dragons together.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
But what's even cooler is it looks like, I don't know if it's all of the characters, but there are some of the characters are anthropomorphized like rabbits and turtles and that kind of thing. So I don't know if it's, those are the only options or what.
Yeah.
But it looks really cool because there's a scene where there's like, you know, the jackrabbit who's 5 feet tall with a giant sword on its back walking in, you know, and other rabbits are bowing to it. Like it's crazy. Right. So anyway, awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for that. What else do we have on this list? Diablo 4. Diablo 4. Diablo 4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was really good. And once I played through the story, it actually was very bad. Not bad. Just very mediocre. There was no end game. Like it was supposed to be this huge end game thing. There really wasn't any end game. The first of the expansions was really kind of lackluster. Apparently they've gotten their shit together and people are starting to play it again. And it's really fun. But for what it was great. It was it's the best Diablo game they've had since, two, maybe? Yeah, because 3 was kind of a miss. It's very dark, obviously. It goes back to reminds me a lot of Diablo 1, and the cutscenes are fucking fantastic. It's some of the best animation I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's insane. What else do we have on here? Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
I didn't play that. It
was really fun.
Yeah.
You didn't play that?
No, oh, that's great. Not yet.
Dude, they have a blaster stance now where you can have a saber out and a blaster at the same time. And it's fucking great. Oh, man. Once I unlocked that, that's pretty much all I used.
I'll yeah.
other good nice. Ones, too. But what I really loved about this, it didn't, like, reset your progress where you had to relearn all the shit from the first game again. Oh,
right. Yeah.
So it really just takes, you get kind of a baseline of what you had before as far as your different stances and that kind of thing, and then it adds more.
Okay.
So yeah, it doesn't like nerf you back to nothing.
Oh, that's good.
It's a continuation of the first game.
So, oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. The story is great. Voice acting is fantastic. And it's just a great Star Wars game.
Awesome.
And then last but not least, number one game of the year, baby, Baldur's Gate 3. Let's go.
I can't wait to play this.
Oh my God. It's so fucking good. This thing runs on my laptop from 2016.
No way.
So the optimization is really good for this thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it has, well, it's a gaming laptop, but it has, I think it's a NVIDIA mobile, like 970 or something like that in it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty old, but it actually runs pretty well and it's great. But on a screaming system, it looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those, but I did pay for a few months of the NVIDIA GeForce Now cloud gaming thing. And if you pay, I think it's $20 a month, you get access to their like ultimate bandwidth, whatever. And the machines you're playing on have like 4,000 series graphics cards on them.
Oh, wow.
So you can max out everything.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then, so the only restriction is the pipeline that you're watching it through. So it's really good. Okay. It integrates with, yeah. So GeForce Now, check it out. It's worth it. Awesome. You don't have to pay for, I mean, and actually you get to play the games you have, if they're available on that service. So you don't have to actually rebuy shit. Yeah, but Baldur's Gate 3, fantastic game, winning all the awards. I mean, not all of them that they should have won, but
yeah,
winning all the major awards, game of the year just recently, twice, and it's fucking great. And I actually can't wait to play it again. But
nice,
I'm in the middle of two games right now, so it'll be a little while. Yeah, I think that's really. I'm sure there are some other ones here or there, but that's really most of my list.
Okay, Joe, what did you game this year?
I did not game this year,
Jobin.
I didn't.
Sorry. It doesn't have to be new stuff. What are you playing? I know you're playing games, Joe.
I'm watching a shit ton of Critical Role.
Yeah, you are. There you go. Oh my god,
that's funny.
I'm like on episode 37 of Mighty Nein.
Nice. Did you get the animated intro yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh god, it's so good.
So I'm at
you're close.
Yeah. I'm at the Snake Temple.
Okay,
which right I'm on. So excited about. I'm like,
yeah, I think I just started 71. I think. But then somewhere after where you're at, they finish the animated intro, and it's my favorite introduction that they have. The music, they do it all themselves, the music, the production, nice. The visuals, the singing, and everything. It's fantastic. Yeah, Critical Role fuckers, if Andy, I can't believe that you and Jamie aren't on this shit, because God.
You know, I mean, that's...
Watch out, because it's going to take over your life.
Right.
Highly addictive.
It is quite the commitment.
It is, but it's content forever.
I know, and it's
worth it.
Yeah. Addie and I started watching the animated show again, too, just for fun, here and there. It's really good.
Yeah. Did I miss? Did a Vox Machina came out earlier this year, didn't it? Did I not put that on my list?
Was that this year? I thought that was last year.
Was it this year or last year?
I don't know. If it was this year, we all fucked up real bad.
I think it was last year.
No, January this year.
Oh. Bad. All right.
Sorry, yeah,
this is really high on my list then.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Shame on me. That was in my lane. Well, that's my bad, people.
Foundation. It's okay. So Blue-Eyed Samurai, better than that. It'd probably be number three on my list.
Yeah.
After Blue-Eyed Samurai and Foundation. Yeah.
Blue-Eyed Samurai has season 2 greenlit.
Yay! That's true.
I know. I fucking shared it on our page like 3 days ago or whenever they broke it, and it didn't post. That's why I was like, it's like, Jova, do you even follow our shit? But it never posted, so I couldn't give you crap about it.
How many times, though, have we collectively done that to each other?
I know. Exactly, right? Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It's like, dude, I posted that yesterday. Fun. Come on.
Yeah. Well, they did a great job of setting it up for a season 2, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens when she goes to England.
Yeah.
I used to like Alpha Blood.
To keep the gaming stuff going on, the only new game that I played this year is MK1. Well, actually, nice. I take that back. So due to a mix up, Xander got an early Christmas present of Sonic Superstars, which is basically like a not necessarily a remaster, but it is a brand spanking new side scrolling Sonic game.
I heard about that actually. Yeah.
Which is it's really, really good and really, really fun. And nice. We co-opted it, two-playered it, and it's really, really good, really fantastic. But yeah, MK1, man, the story mode in MK1 is like tier one, just incredible. The last sort of tower climb is insane.
Like, did you beat it with Omni Man?
No, but Omni Man
so overpowered.
Omni Man is so OP. Yeah, he's so crazy. Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get any other characters yet?
We are days away from getting Quan Chi. And it was great in the Quan Chi trailer. They teased Peacemaker.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is cool, but yeah, they have this really cool mode called Invasions, which is where sort of you grind for all the skins and the costume pieces and whatnot, and it's a lot of fun. It's really, really good. So I am this season 2 finishes up tonight actually, and Sub-Zero season start, but this was the Megan Fox voiced Natara season.
That
Oh god! You had to listen to her for a whole season.
No.
Shoot me in the head.
No, it's basically just, you know. So they modeled Natara after her, and then she basically all she did was her little victory phrases and whatnot.
Oh, gotcha.
But okay. Man, this the as a fighting game, this is it's so clean and just so good. And I thought the cameo system was going to be weird. So cameo is basically just an assisted fighter that comes in and helps. And like, I thought it was going to be distracting or weird or whatnot, but no, it totally flows and they totally made it work.
Do you get to choose that guy or is it a cameo fighter is attached to each main?
No. So you choose who you want and you can level them up and unlock they, so you can do your own fatalities, your own brutalities, or you can do your cameo fatalities and cameo brutalities, which are just incredible. And a lot of the cameo fatalities are the original, like original Mortal Kombat fatalities. So Sonya's cameo fatality is the blown kiss of and her ripping up her the spine rip from Sub-Zero. So dude, it's just it's such an incredible game and so much fun, and you could easily just get lost just sort of grinding through the invasions mode, which is great. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I like it. I like it a lot.
Right on. A lot. You know, now that I thought about it, I have been playing a lot of Mario Kart with Addie.
Oh yeah.
She's getting really good. Like she's pissed cause I don't let her win, but she's always in second place. She's beaten me a few times.
Like, yeah.
She's getting real good at that. She's like, how do you do that? Figure it out. Like, wait, what? That's mean. Well, I was like, I don't need to help you beat me, Dad.
Right.
Yeah, fair. Okay. Fair point. It's been fun gaming with her. She keeps asking to do it more often. So we got to find another game that we can play. A lot of the newer stuff is not like couch co-op so much, unless a fighter or a racer, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
But what else was it? Minecraft Dungeons. We played a little bit again.
Oh yeah.
There's a bunch of DLCs that came out that apparently I never bought. So there's a bunch of areas that are locked that we can't get to.
Oh sure. Legends. Minecraft Legends was a decent game. It was pretty good. That was the one that came out this year that Xander beat over like a weekend.
Oh, nice. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. So, anything else? Any final thoughts?
No, I'm excited for next year. We're going to get basically all the stuff that we were supposed to get this year because of the pandemic. We're getting next year and a bunch of the things that got bumped from the strike from this year. We're getting next year also.
Right.
So the next year and a half or so is going to be packed.
Yeah. A pre-order for Suicide Squad against the Justice League should be under the tree this year for me.
Yes. Yeah. That'll be fun. Hopefully we can play that together.
That would be great. Cool. Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Right. That's what I'm fucking excited for. It looks so good. Florida man.
I was so bummed. Like I went to, I dug into my drawer to find Grand Theft Auto 5 and like, fuck, it's the Xbox 360.
Oh yeah.
I can't play it on my Xbox One.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. It's a disc. You put it in, they say, nope, you gotta buy it.
Really? What? I thought that stuff was supposed to be backwards compatible.
Nope, not Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, of course not, because they don't have enough fucking money.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, people.
I was all excited to play it and get all juiced up for 6. And
boo.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Burr.
You suck, Xbox, but I still love you.
Yeah, right.
I just can't quit you, Xbox.
As they take over the world. Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Well, one question. Do you guys agree with our lists? Let us know.
Irrelevant.
Right. Yeah.
They're subjective.
All right. Or what's your list? You tell us your list.
There you go.
And it can be whatever you want. Games, movies, TV shows, horror properties. You let us know what your list is. You can find us on Facebook at the Rum and Regret Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @Rum_Regret. You can find us on Instagram at @Rum_Regret as well. Joe, where can they find you?
At Joe Chickadee on the socials or at joechickadee.com.
Nate, where can they find you?
Sure. Avid Gamer, AV1D Gamer on all the socials and your gaming platforms of choice.
You can find me at Crazy Drake on Facebook and Andrew Drake on Twitter. Until the next time in the new year. or unless we magically come together and review Leave the World Behind at some point in the next week or so, we have spoken.
Mommy's with the maggots now.
When I couldn't fall back asleep this morning, I came over here to watch the sunrise, and I saw all these people starting their day with such tenacity, such verve, all in an effort to make something of themselves, make something of our world. I felt so lucky to be a part of that, but then I remembered what the world is actually like, and I came to a more accurate realization. I fucking hate people.
Yes! That is Nate Tussey giving his inner Julia Roberts, everybody.
Hashtag channeling Julia.
Right. Yeah.
Golf club.